Every day I see that there is a current problem in the status quo that's in need of remedy and that there's not very much being done about it right now.
Roland Hall Jr. Chase Pope is talking about air pollution, something he says everyone has the power to do something about.
I talked to Breathe Utah and asked them if there were any projects that they needed help with or anything that I could possibly do to benefit the environment.
That's when Pope began working with Aaron Medenhall, outreach coordinator for Breathe Utah. Both of them came up with a plan to change the driver's ed curriculum to include information on harm caused by vehicle pollution and how drivers can reduce their automobile emissions.
He started through his project to look into whether or not there was any information on the pollution effects from driving and those individual driving decisions and the way they contribute to our airshed. And of course there wasn't. So the project turned into finding out what we needed to do to adjust that curriculum.
The easiest way to change the curriculum is through legislation, which is why Medenhall, Chase, and some of his classmates reached out to Democratic Senator Ben McAdams 2 weeks ago and asked for his help.
We're certainly late in the game. We're going to have to hurry to get this through, but they're going to help me start drafting it, figuring out what we want in this resolution.
The legislation that McAdams and the high school students would like to see passed would be a non-binding resolution that would urge school districts to adopt more education about pollution when teaching new drivers.
I think it's something, if the Senate speaks loudly and says we think this is a good idea, then I'm sure they'll listen to that.
Chase and a couple of his friends spent the evening Wednesday speaking with Senate lawmakers about the proposed legislation at the Capitol and urging their support. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.